This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We spoke Krishna, we spoke about the different elements of Krishna, Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Yikon Ruchuso, the different Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, and so on. Yud Aleph. Chazal added to Krishma Birchas Krishma. What's the meaning of that? V'zeh. Kihine b'chol yoy mischadish kol ha-metziyas kulam ilfanei v'yisbarach. The entire Bria is mischadish every day. V'zeh b'shtei b'chines. In two oifanim. Achas b'chines ha-kiyum v'asmada. Shehine mischadish ha-shefa b'akorl. Diskayim v'lahaskon tziusay. Every day there's a new hemshech and kiyum to the bria. Let's understand something they're saying over here. It says Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with midas hadin. Ro she ein olam yochol liskayim. So there is an element of the Bria called Lehiskayim, to be Miskayim. That means, when people say that Akash Baruch Hu creates the world anew every second, it's a very distorted way of saying it. The world is the same. The answer is that the kiyum, let's give an example to what we're saying. Imagine you have this big figure, balloon figure, I don't know, big balloon, person, clown, whatever they have, and you pump it up with air, so it goes from being just a flat thing to pumped out. And it's constantly attached to the machine that's putting air pressure in. As soon as the machine pumping the air blows, goes out, whatever it is, the balloon shrivels and collapses again. So every minute, so if I ask why is the balloon standing now, the answer would be because now there's a force pushing air against it. That would be a correct explanation. But there would not be a correct explanation. Wouldn't say that they're blowing it up now, but it requires, I can't say it's like a balloon that you tie and it stands around. That was blown up yesterday, and since nothing changed, it stays as it is. The type of balloon that needs to have, like those things that they bring at, you know, carnivals and stuff, that needs to have constant air put in. So the kium is now. So kium is a type of state that it's appropriate to say that we need to have it now. But the Bria, obviously, if the Kiyum Abria is there, then what existed before keeps existing. So yes, we don't notice any changes. It's constant. But Lamaisa, it's there today because today there's a Ratzon. I need to have a Ratzon today, meaning that the world needs to deserve to be there today. So the chiddush, one chiddush ader hakim v'asmada, v'ashenis kine kol yomim mimei asheshes alfei shana, hinei kulam gzurim v'oimdim milfanav yisbarach v'pchines ha'oros v'asparos metzias matzavim hamitztarchim l'olam sheyashrim asiv v'nirtze v'agia l'shleimus. And every day the world needs to go through another process to accomplish something that brings it closer to its shleimus. The nimtza kol yoyim b'chinas chadosh mamish, or b'chinayim is chadosh amtzias kuloi, azem echad hitu b'chol yoyim ma'isev reishis. So there's also this is actually a new inyan, where every single day of the year, every single day, period, of the world, there is a new nekuda that has to be accomplished and so on. So if we ask ourselves this musik va kashrach mi mechadesh kansi my sebracious, so in the thing before that we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the key of the world, that's really every second, and that's every moment. But in terms of a new hashpah and so on, a day is a unit, just like in Bereishis, a day was the unit. So a day is also a sort of complete unit where you can describe some change or something happening. V'hine, al asher shezeh tikna brachas ha'elav ha'shrochim, al klal abriyas kulam, she'em eschatzu yamiyayim. And on this basis, these are the brachas that are made every day. V'hine klal abriyas ha'elav mischal kishnayim. So of all the things in the world, when we speak about the entire world, we can split the world between Adam and everything else. Hine, he says, Klal b'riyos eschal kishnayim, echot kol b'riyos ha'il l'tachtayin ve'al yoinim, v'asheni klal min anushi, v'ayni yisrael shemin ha'adam b'emes. V'hine, he said, al seda ze sidru bracha v'shayna b'shvacha v'riyos v'kideihem. So the first bracha of Yetzer describes the chiddush, it describes the entire world, which includes malachim and tachtayinim, because that's all. In other words, when we want to look at the entirety of a day, and it's chiddush, we look at the entire mitzias abria. Ve'im abris alto malachim v'kolu b'zeinyan ayoyim v'alayla v'amoris hamoyshe shebehem. Yeah, it's probably good. Come in.
Hi,
you want a picture? V'asheni b'shevach al inyonim she'yisrael v'ava she'im ekeresh gerasim. And then the second bracha of Avarava is going to deal with Klal Yisrael in particular, because that's the second element. So you have two elements in the Bria, Klal Yisrael and everyone else. The everyone else is going to be described in the first bracha, and the second one is Klal Yisrael. V'nichu b'arsei l'kol yonim b'darchem amitim. So we describe everything about it. Acharkach kriyashma, then you have kriyashma. V'acharkach sidru brocha acheres, and then I call nisim agdoilim, she'osolon ha'odin baruch hu. V'ekid zes mitzayim b'protov, misuda opisei doisov, hamitim, v'kol avchenoisov. So, let's step back a minute, let's understand it. We have the parasha of kriyashma, which deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus and echod and so on. It's almost like we want, when we're close to the core, we want to look at the three main branches that come out of it. So the Ki'ilu Kriyashma itself is Achdusa Yisparach and everything about it. And then you have the Brachas which complement it. So you have one, the entire Hanhag of the world, a description of how the entire Hanhag of the world buys into this, and the Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Two, Klal Yisrael's Yichud, and then third is the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world to bring about Klal Yisrael's Maila. So that's how all the different, these are the brachas that Chazal made to accompany Krishna. Yudbeis, v'hine ik in yezeba boike, so really this makes a lot of sense. In the morning you have a chiddush abriya, and you have everything coming new, so it makes sense that we talk about everything. What's balayla? V'ulam balayla in noisev inya babriyas kulam fi inya alayla v'enzel akmei gmar inyon shayyem hashem osay u'v'b'chinezu gam kein sidru birchas krishma la'arev kifi birchas krishma la'ashachis ach yitzu b'ktsara. So you have at night is just there's a musig of not sefer b'tchilase, meaning whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu started out to do, it's mashim that. In other words, if this is the tzur of the world that started, then we're going to have at the finish of it, it'll all come together again. So since every night is a chasima on the day, so b'meilo we review it keilu, and we add one more thing. So at night time, because there's another inyan of the bria sort of being suspended, and the bria not being able to take care of itself, so you have the bracha of Ashkiveinu. It's so to speak, since from now until Shachris, the bria itself cannot be shamer itself. It's sort of in a different state. It's in a state of an inability to act, and something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a lot more dominant as the Shema Yisrael. So Hashkiveinu emphasized that point. In the morning, it's all Aveda. It's all Yetzer Adam Philosoy. But Boike Yetzer Adam Philosoy is when we are active, and that's when all that comes into play. At night, it's all a gemar, and therefore there's a b'chinas of a shmira. Klal Gadol is, whenever you finish something, you want to make a shmira for it. For instance, person paints a painting. So it's a beautiful painting. He wants to spray a lac on it to keep out the dirt and everything else to make sure it's kept. You can't do that before you don't have the whole picture. But once you have the whole picture, if you want it to be miskayim, then you need to have that. You have the famous chazal, where a person harvests grain and he doesn't put in what's needed to be shamer on it. So it's chaval, it all disintegrates, it all rots away. So every time you have a davar shalem, you now need to have a shmir on it to keep it preserved and so on. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Mm-hmm.